Well, most people have never seen a lesser prairie chicken. I'll start by saying that. And it sounds kind of like a cute little animal, and I'm sure it is, but the facts are that over the last 8 years, the population has increased by 30% plus in most of the places that I represent and across state lines in New Mexico. So just kind of concentrating on the western side of my district, the Permian Basin side, Ector County, Midland County, the oil and gas producing areas, and the ranch and farmland that exists out there, we've seen an increase, and it's because of common sense policies where landowners, those who know the land best, those who have worked it for generations and who want to leave that land in better shape than they found it, better shape than they were given it or worked for it or purchased it, those common sense approaches have done more to increase the population of this animal and others. But this is a tool that has been weaponized. I introduced legislation to take that common sense approach. Who are the stakeholders at the local level, at the state level, and at the federal level who can work together to make sure that these animals and others flourish alongside human activity that includes the agriculture industry and the energy industry? So these two now come together, and the lesser prairie chicken and other species are being weaponized against these landowners, saying we need more federal control, but the intent is clear. The intent is clear. They want to use this animal and others in the Endangered Species Act in a non-common sense approach to attack these industries. And really, Tony, it's an attack on rural America, those of us who produce food and fuel.